Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope if you're out there, you're keeping an eye on the weather. There's a couple of rain showers here and there going through the area. I was coming up on the highway on 77 earlier, coming up from the south, and after I crossed Route 82, I could see up ahead, it looked like a curtain of rain across the road. I was on dry pavement, and then up ahead, you could tell the pavement was just as wet as could be. And by the time I was coming up the hill towards the Wallings Road exit, it was just like driving into a curtain of heavy rain, and went through there for a little short while. And before I got up to the Pleasant Valley exit, it just like drove out of the curtain. And the only water on the pavement was that which was dripping off from the vehicles that had just gone through that heavy rain. And it was a heavy shower. So if you're out there, some of these pop-up showers really can be pretty heavy. I mean, it was just had the windows going, or I'm sorry, the wipers going just as fast as they would, and it wasn't keeping up with it, and the road was just covered with water. So keep an eye out there. There's a couple of them passing showers, spotty showers, as the weatherman said earlier today. So just keep an eye on them if you're traveling around out there today. Other than that, it's kind of nice to have the temperatures down a little bit. Humidity's still high, but this is summer in Northeast Ohio. So looking forward to the event coming up this weekend. You say, what event is that? And if you are at all interested in looking at the night sky, let me encourage you to this coming weekend, the Perseid meteor shower. And it's a new moon right now, which means the sky should be unusually dark. If you're in an area where you don't have too much ambient light from street lights and other lights in town or something like that, if you can get out into an area where you have fairly dark skies, the moon will be new, so there won't be much moonlight, no moonlight to interfere with your looking. And it should be the 11th, 12th is the big nights for it, and 14th or 13th, I think it is, this weekend. So give you something to do. You might see a few as early as tonight, but I think tomorrow night and Sunday night be your best bets, in particular after midnight. But anytime the sun goes down and the sky gets dark, look up toward the north if you know where the constellation of Perseus is. Sort of in the northern, maybe slightly north, eastern portion of the sky. And if you know where the North Star is, kind of look in that direction. Maybe that give you a good starting point. But they're supposed to be coming through, they said, about a rate of 50 to 60 an hour. And that means that about every minute or two, you ought to be able to see a meteor going by. And always kind of interesting to watch, and it reminds me of some things that I might touch on here yet today, but I just wanted to mention that before I forget it. Just it's something kind of interesting when you look at the things in the sky like that. You know, the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And seeing things like that does take give you an opportunity to reflect upon the one who created this world and this universe in which we live. Well, I'm going to get into a couple of things here today, but let's open our program with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We pray you bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody through the things that we talk about today. And we just pray that, again, we could point people to Christ. And we just pray your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you. This is Live with Pastor Al. I'm the host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find out more about us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link to our church there, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, our church's page. You can also link to our Facebook page, or you can go directly to facebook.com facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. We have a Facebook live broadcast going on there actually right now as we're on the air. So hopefully that's coming through okay. And of course, we do have the phone lines open today. If you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's word, you can give us a call today at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this afternoon with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. I mentioned, too, about our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. There'll be more information at the close of the program, but just a reminder, our Friday night Bible study is tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. That's where we meet. The Richfield Holiday Inn Express is located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's right off from Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike there. And you can find us there we're in Northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland. So that's a good way to put it. And we would love to have you visit. We'll be there from 7 o'clock till 9 p.m. And it's an informal Bible study where you get to bring questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, just like we do on the radio program. In fact, the radio program's an outgrowth of those Bible studies. And then, of course, our church services there Sunday. It will be there 10 o'clock in the morning is our morning Bible study time, and once we get in and get situated and everybody gets their coffee and everything, we're looking at a general introduction to the Word of God right now, looking at some proofs of God's existence, and then at 11 o'clock for our morning service, I'm currently preaching through the book of Ephesians, and then Sunday evening at 6 o'clock for our evening service, where I'm currently preaching through the book of Zechariah. So we invite you to come out and visit. If you don't have a church, you're looking for a church perhaps where they preach the Bible, hopefully you'll come out and give us a try. We're a small church. We don't have a lot of amenities. We meet in a hotel, but we do have the Word of God, and we do have the presence of the author of the Word of God, God himself. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together, he's there in the midst. So we have God's presence with us as we come together to worship him and to praise him and to learn more about him, his word, and his work that he has for us to do. All right. Well, with that in mind, let me mention, too, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find them at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School, and they're a sponsor of the program as well as our church. You can call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. I'm sorry, 341-9100, 216-341-9100. Mention Live with Pastor Al. You get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. If you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can call 216-341-9100 there at East Coast Pizza. Just call 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus. I know he's always looking for help. And you can talk to him about that, or you can get into your own pizza business. And if you're interested in that and starting your own pizza shop or adding a good pizza to a recipe to an existing restaurant you might already have, you can give them a call at 216-341-9100. And let's get into a couple of things here today in the scriptures. Certainly pray for those that are out there in California. If you've been watching with the fires and things out there, one fire out there, I forget the name of it right now, has reached, they call it the worst fire in California's history now. And so pray for people out there working on those fires. It's a combination of things that's gone on out there during the last administration. They allowed some of the environmental wacko extremists to hijack some of the policies of our country, of our natural resource management organizations such as the United States Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, and things like that. I actually had the opportunity to work for the U.S. Forest Service one summer while I was in college, and the techniques that they use for managing some of the forests out there and some of the state agencies as well in the various states use are designed to help reduce the risk of forest fires, wildfires, I should say, because some fires can be left to burn. It's actually beneficial to the environment. Sugar pine cones, for instance, they need the heat of a fire to open up and release their seeds so that they can reproduce. And there's other things like fireweed, which spring up after a fire goes through, and the nutrients that are released into the soil, things like that. And that sort of stuff allows increase not only in plants, but also animal life and everything after a relatively mild fire goes through the area and cleans up all of the underbrush. But the what I call the wacko environmental extremists, probably some of them, I actually went to school with at Colorado State University, and I kind of know how they thought from conversations I had with them back then. They do not believe in doing a number of things that allow the forest to become less risky in terms of a fire, such as selective clear cutting, selective logging, removing the underbrush or the litter, the logs and branches and stuff that fall down, dead trees, so that you don't build up a lot of fuel on the floor of the forest, so that when a fire does get started, it goes through as a raging wildfire rather than just a light fire that just burns up some of the smaller branches, needles, leaves, and things like that on the ground. Give you an example of what I'm talking about. I remember a friend of mine, they said that they had a fireplace, and when they were younger, they would, at Christmas time, they would unwrap presents, and they had a fire in the fireplace, and they would throw in balls of wrapping paper and watch them burn up in the fireplace while they were unwrapping it, and they never had any problems. Well, one year, they didn't have the fire going, but they kept throwing the wrapping paper into the fireplace, and so finally, when they lit the fireplace on fire, all of that paper in there just went up in a great big whoosh, and kind of frightened them. Fortunately, it didn't catch their house on fire, but and that's the difference. So anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but do pray for the people that are out there. And thankfully, we've seen some changes with President Trump and reining in the EPA, reining in some of these environmental wackos so that they can start instituting some common sense natural resource management policies that can reduce the risk of potential wildfires in the future. And hopefully they'll be able to start releasing some of the water that is being sent out to the Pacific Ocean rather than being used just to go out to the ocean. They'll be able to use it for some of the agricultural purposes and make it more available for firefighting and things like that as need be. But anyway, spent more time on that than I had intended to. It's just a area of concern that I have for what's happening out there. So pray for our country and pray for the folks in California. And I wanted to move on to another thing here, another topic. We were talking about the Perseids earlier, and I wanted to go to something in the book of Revelation here that I believe is important to understand, because on occasion you'll hear people, I've had conversations with people, I just can't believe the Bible, it just doesn't make sense, it's just too unbelievable, it's just not, some of the things that they talk about just aren't true, or can't be true. And one of the things that I've heard that have been said are too unbelievable and can't be true is this idea in the Bible with the stars of heaven falling to the earth. And people have tried to say, well, this makes no sense. It makes no sense, stars in the Bible falling to heaven. A star is, our sun is a star. And it's actually a fairly small star. Many stars are much, much bigger. In a couple of months, the constellation of Orion will be rising where you'll be able to see it at night. Right now, you can't. It's something that comes up in the fall, and you see it during the winter. But the winter months, and a star in the constellation Orion, Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse, however you take your preference, is it Caribbean or Caribbean when you think about the sea that's there where Florida and going into Cuba and the Bermuda and all that. But at any rate, it's whatever your preference, Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse, is this absolutely phenomenally giant star that makes our sun look like a little dot. And, of course, our Earth looks like a little dot compared to our sun. So that gives you a little bit of perspective there. And they say, how in the world would that star fall to the Earth? They're so much bigger than the Earth. That makes no sense. You know, the Earth would fall into a star and be torn apart and be destroyed. And, of course, you know, that's a fundamental misunderstanding of what's being said in the Bible and really in just the uses of the word star in the Bible. And what I'm looking at here in Revelation chapter 6, we come in here where the seals of the seven-sealed book are being opened, and the Bible says in verse 12 here, Revelation 6, verse 12, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars," and of course, notice the obvious metaphorical content here, "black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became as blood." Didn't say it became blood, just said as blood. Didn't say the sun became sackcloth of hair. It became black as sackcloth, so darkened, and the moon, like what we see during a lunar eclipse, they call them blood moons because of the orangey, reddish-brown color of the moon during a lunar eclipse. But in verse 13, then, it says, "And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Well, the stars of heaven is not a metaphorical statement. And the stars of heaven, it's identifying some objects that fall to the earth, under the earth. And then the metaphor here, "even as a fig leaf or a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." And when we look at this idea, shaken as of a mighty wind, you can see the fig tree with some of the unripe figs being knocked off as the tree shakes violently and coming down toward the ground. If you've ever seen a fruit tree where something like this has happened, and you see the fruit or even like a walnut tree or a pecan tree. In fact, I remember one time being down in, I believe it was Georgia, and they were harvesting pecans, and they had this machine that comes up, and it grabs the trunk of the tree, and then it just shakes the tree rapidly. And it doesn't really hurt the tree, but it shakes the tree, and they have some canvas or something spread out underneath the tree. And as this machine shakes the tree, then the pecans just come raining down out of the tree and they collect them. And a heavy wind can do that, cause trees to cast their fruit before their time even. And this is the picture. This pictures a lot of the stars of heaven falling unto the earth. And people say, well, stars can't fall to the earth. They're bigger than the earth. They don't know what they're talking about. This is obviously an error in the Bible. This is what's wrong with you Christians. You believe that kind of nonsense. Well, no, this is the point. This term is perfectly fine. The stars of heaven. Talking about the Perseids, and we know that it's a meteor shower. We know what they are. They're remnants of a comet that we pass through every year at this time of the year. And we're seeing some of them fall to the earth, and people for years, even now, people call them shooting stars or falling stars. Now, you catch that? We use the term in regards to meteors as falling stars or shooting stars. And that's because when the Bible was written, the term star referred to lights in the sky. In fact, all the way back in Genesis chapter 1, when God created the heaven and the earth and all, and it was on the day that he created the sun, the moon, and the stars on the fourth day, it says here in Genesis 1 in verse 14, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so." Now notice how he defines the lights here in verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater to rule the day. Well, that's obviously the sun. And the lesser light to rule the night, that would be the moon. He made the stars also. So these are lights that are in the sky, okay? And so any light in the sky other than the sun and the moon were referred to as stars. And if you study the history of science, at one time they believed that the sun, the moon, and the stars all revolved around the earth. And they had a problem with that theory in that there were some stars in the sky, some lights in the sky, that they had what was called retrograde motion. They went backward, and they didn't just keep going in a circle like most of the other ones did. And it just sort of went backward every once in a while. It went in the wrong direction. And then it would go back the other way, and they kind of skipped around a little bit. And so they called them wandering stars. Did you catch that? They called them wandering stars. Well, we now know they're planets. But they originally called them wandering stars because they were lights in the sky. It wasn't the sun. It wasn't the moon. It was one of these lights in the sky that wandered around outside of the normal circular path that the other ones took. And so they were called wandering stars. Well, we now know those are planets. Now, another thing that they saw in the night sky on occasion was a comet coming through. And as the comet went through the night sky, they would see a bright light with a tail streaming out behind it. And they referred to that as a hairy star. And the term hairy star was the picture of a woman with long hair blowing out behind her in the wind, you know, away from her face, behind her head, blowing in the wind, trailing her. And so that was where that term came from. But again, they referred to comets as stars, hairy stars. And of course, now we call them comets. Well, that leaves the other one. That was the falling stars, which if you ever spent much time looking up at the night sky, it always amazes me how few people look up at the night sky, but there's amazing things that you can see from time to time. And on occasion, you'll see a little streak of light go across the night sky. Sometimes it might just be a white streak. Sometimes you might see a little color to it. But those are meteors streaking across the night sky. It's a little piece of rock or whatever it is. It breaks up in the Earth's atmosphere. And as it comes in, it might only be the size of a marble or might only be the size of a grain of sand. So occasionally they're a little larger, but most of them are generally pretty small. They come into the Earth's atmosphere and they begin to burn up because of the friction with the Earth's atmosphere. And as they burn, they leave a streak of light across the sky. And for millennia, they've been referred to as falling stars or shooting stars. And so when we read in the Bible about the stars of heaven falling to the earth, it's very evident they're not talking about, you know, something bigger than our sun falling to the earth, which would be a physical impossibility. That certainly would be an erroneous thought in the Bible. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about probably falling stars, or perhaps even in the case of we have later on, where we have another case in Revelation chapter 8, and we're coming to the end of our time here, but it talks about in verse 8, the first angel or second angel sounding, and there's a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea. And that could easily have been something along the lines of a large meteor coming in. And then we have the great star falling from heaven in Revelation 8, verse 10, which in verse 11 is identified as wormwood. That could possibly be a comet crashing into the earth. And so when we look at what words mean and we take the time to understand and to learn, you'll find the Bible makes sense. These things such as stars falling to the earth, which the skeptics say is impossible, then become sensible when you realize how those terms were used. And it also makes the Bible understandable. Don't let these things scare you. Read the Word of God, study the Word of God, and you'll find the words of life. Thanks for listening tonight, and God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.